Hello. You are in the car where we talk about absolutely nothing. No. This is Lonnie. Lonnie's here.
And so is Joe.
And our guest, Ashanti.
Hello. Hi, how are ya?
So, as our first podcast about nothing, I think we should tell you how much we... talk about nothing.
The goal here is that we talk about whatever the fuck we want, and maybe it'll be entertaining.
Hopefully you find it entertaining. We're entertained when we talk amongst ourselves.
I love hearing myself talk. Can't relate. Can only relate on the weekends.
So how was your walk? What did you guys see?
Geese and an Asian boy.
Asian boy?
Yeah.
But that...
She saw a random Asian boy walk out of,
Gateway,
yeah. And he literally walks past us, and she goes... She all of a sudden just starts going, woo-woo! Woo-woo! And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I want him to turn around so you can see what he looks like. I'm like, okay, Joe. All right, thanks.
Oh my goodness.
He wasn't bad.
No, of course not.
Of course.
It's just a blushing moment.
No, it was more like a why.
Something about being around you like makes me want to do like I. Usually I don't make so much noise, but when I'm around you, like my fucks just go away.
Which is good for you, but not so much for me.
I think it's that, like, anxiety loophole. I also try to make other people feel comfortable by being weird. They're like, oh, okay, well, she's weird. I can't out-weird her. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I can be myself then. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right, right. I feel this.
Other than that, though, yeah, it was just kind of like, we walked all the way down to the lake, and then we just kind of sat on a bench, saw some good flowers, saw a good boy.
Saw a good boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a nice, golden, fluffy, good boy.
Hey, what? Oh, yeah, okay, yes. Dog. I thought we were still talking about the Asian kid.
No. I don't know if he's a good boy.
Oh,
and he's a human, so he's automatically, like, there's an automatic demerit there.
So this whole, the good boy is a canine.
Yes.
It's a dog.
Yes.
Oh my god. I thought you meant the Asian, too. Oh, goodness.
I mean, mix-ups, they happen.
Right. Well.
Wide, sir.
Oh my god.
Taking his turn. Ow.
The people with the nerve in Regency parking.
I drive
lots.
Like a dickhead when I come through here. Just straight up dickhead.
I mean, you have to. If you don't, you're gonna get shoved off the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah.
You're either gonna get shoved off the side of the road or into one of the giant ass fucking potholes.
I drive defensively by driving aggressively.
Exactly.
There we go.
Only works for Regency. Second you get out on the actual street,
grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa on cocaine.
Oh my god.
Right.
Who isn't?
Oh my god. That is the tiniest truck I've ever seen. Next to one of the largest trucks.
Should I go drive past it like twice?
Yeah.
And oh my god. Okay, so when we can do this and then just start following a car at the time.
And like interview the car.
Oh my god, why would you stop right there?
Follow me. Sorry. car. We thought we knew you.
Don't lie.
Own it. Own your truth.
No. Never own the truth. The truth is scary. Okay, for users listening for the first time, me and JoJo go way back. And
just pauses.
Well, because we were taking a selfie moment.
Yeah, you can see spit in my mouth. Hold on, we have to take it again.
Okay. I look sick. So me and JoJo go back to when we were like 6 years old. That's when we met. And now we are 21. Yes. Pretty old. We are getting up there. Almost a quarter of a century.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's also our 15 year this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have to do a 15 year bonfire.
Podcast.
Anyways, tell your story.
I can't. I don't have smokes.
End of podcast.
I'm serious.
So, I don't think I have cigarettes on me either.
Can we go to Speedway?
Yes.
Please?
Yes.
Pretty
we
please.
Have time.
We
shall
and the drive.
Speed. The drive continues. Lonnie needs her cigarettes.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
I mean, yeah. No.
Anyways, not my social security card number.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, one time where, you know, we're driving along, and I think you might have been, like, a little blitzed.
I was definitely.
I think you might have been riding the clouds, smoking the, what should our saying be?
I'm pretty sure I was drunk. Was I drunk?
What? I.
Smoking the
plead
drunk.
The fifth. I don't know.
I thought you said I was drunk. You told me the story.
Okay, maybe you were drunk.
Because I don't remember the story so much. I remember it vaguely. I feel like it was for Cecilia's wedding.
No! It was way after. It was recent.
That was recent. That was only 6 months ago.
No, it was the party you went to for What's-Her-Face.
Dominique? Oh!
Yes!
Oh, yeah, I was drunk, and I was, yep.
And you were pretty blitzed.
I was.
Okay, so you're mixing chemicals, and... I don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden, what are you looking for?
I want some juice.
Juice? Okay. Give me a second. All of a sudden, I just start telling you my social security number. And I don't know, it was a good realization that I've never heard your social security number before. And it, like, made me feel closer to you. That was the point. The point to this podcast is there is no point.
We should name it something else. We gotta come up with a better name.
But I want the ending of the name to be in the car.
I'm thinking like car ride or riding with something like that. Like riding with Joe and Lonnie or like...
Right.
Car ride, rides. Why am I the only one throwing out?
The only one with a suggestion.
Some suggestions.
Siegfried and Roy.
That hurt my neck. when I like laughed and turned to look at you, like my muscle neck, my neck muscle spasmed.
I mean, shit, it happens.
Spasm.
Well, pure fuel.
What was that? What was Pure Fuel from again?
Stranger Things.
Was it? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We started rewatching Stranger Things just today.
Exciting.
Because I don't prepare watch for the next show. Season. Oh, my bird just almost flew in the window.
Oh, Jesus, my bird.
The bird literally just almost flew through the car window.
I'm talking here, sir. Deal with it.
Whoa.
That was smooth as fuck. He's jealous. He said, ah, shit.
So, while I go get cigarettes, womp womp, I'm gonna leave you guys with the podcast.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Just literally talk casually. Flag anything awkward or, you just press that gray button.
Add flag.
Like, flag it now because
I don't want to explain it.
Immediately silence. Flag.
She left this with the two people that don't know how to converse.
Just throw in as many references as you know.
As many references?
We'll just go back and forth.
Lord of the Rings is sure great.
I love Lord of the Rings.
Especially...
I love them hobbits.
Them hobbits, man.
Dwarf women, how about that?
Oof. Not oof in a bad way. Oof in a...
bearded way.
Yeah, God, hobbits and dwarves? Really brings me back to Yoda. Star Wars is pretty cool, huh?
Get, how do you go from Lord of the Rings...
Tiny people.
Fair enough. Yeah. Ewoks? Are they people?
They might as well be at this they're point. They're people. They have rights.
They are. They're just like, they're not, they're an alien people.
Right.
Tiny little fur, angry bears.
Who are we to discriminate?
We don't. Don't discriminate against Ewoks.
We don't discriminate
Ewoks.
Against Ewoks. Or any other form of
or hobbits or
furry.
Dwarves.
Yeah, exactly.
Or wizards. That was wizards. Incredibly fast.
Well, because there's no line for the first time at this speedway.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were talking about not discriminating against Ewoks.
Ewoks?
Yes.
I know that's from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who they are in Star Wars.
Yup-nub. That's all I have to say is yup-nub.
No fucking idea.
They're like the little bears.
Oh, the Wookiees.
Ewoks, yeah.
Ewoky-talky.
That is such a beautiful shade of purple.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Look at that Jeep. I would fucking drive around in that Jeep.
You would fuck
yes,
and drive.
Fucking drive around.
But
good job finishing that. That would have been real weird.
There's a reason I don't.
You were good. This is all gold for the. Yeah.
Gold mine. So much gold.
So can I smoke?
Yes, I'll roll down the windows. So prepare for air.
Prepare for air. Because Lonnie needs her nicotine. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
We gotta get it. Womp womp. Lick
the balls. Womp.
Lick. Brass. Taste bad.
Did you see that Snapchat?
I did. It was actually cute.
Nobody got it. Everybody kept messaging me like, yeah.
Why would you be tasting grass?
You're not supposed to eat it.
I hope our podcast is filled with as many references as we can. Like, why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? New Girl.
Every time you make a reference, you have to explain where it's from.
You know what? Let's do this. We're going to do the open one. Because I'm cold.
Yeah. A little bit of a chill.
It's a garbage. I don't want to litter. Oh, if you litter, you have no fucking heart.
Don't throw shit out of your car.
Save a critter, don't litter. What the hell? There's literally a garbage can almost anywhere you can go.
And also...
And what? If you litter, you deserve... What if... Okay, here's a theory, though. Here's a theory.
Yes.
Okay, so I have... Once...
Okay.
Even though I'm going really hard on those litter bugs right now, I have littered. So I thought of an idea. What if everything you've ever littered in your life spawned on top of your bed? Would you be happy? Can you honestly say your bed is going to be clean if everything you've ever littered before, including like cigarette wrappers or butts, cigarette butts? Yeah. They would all spawn on your bed, and I will have a lot of butts in my bed.
More than you already do, and we all know.
Oh my gosh, it's just the, yeah, the, just
cigarette,
the,
yeah, no, yeah, for sure, that's what I meant, definitely.
Oh my goodness.
But also my butt.
Well, and my daughter's butt. By the way, my daughter did just turn one. A couple weekends ago. for those who are listening.
A whole one.
A whole one.
I wonder if they'll be able to hear the screeching of my car.
I don't know, but I have to hold the phone so it doesn't slide. So I'm going to hand this to someone else.
There you go.
I got it.
Ashanti has it.
I did it.
Ashanti.
Ooh.
Ashanti.
We should get, what is it? Ethanae? How do you say it? Pig Latin? But we should get him to do some of his impressions.
Obama. He does a great Obama.
He does.
Yes, he does.
But I like the other one he did, too. I can't remember.
Mickey Mouse?
No.
Well, that's me.
Good Mickey.
He also does good
Mickey.
Oh, screw his Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
because Mickey Mouse can suck my Mickey,
Mickey
Mouse's dick.
Do Mickey.
Do Mickey. Oh boy. Death and destruction.
You're watching Disney Channel.
Oh. Triggered.
The good old days. Well, were they really?
Were they really?
No, we were just into ourselves so much, as children often are.
Yeah.
Unknowing of the world around us.
I knew of murder.
We need a good outro. Since we're gonna be
No.
What if we did like a cover of that song?
What song?
Nothing really matters.
I have a tattoo that
too
says
dark?
That.
Yeah, you do.
I do. We got it together.
Yeah.
So Bohemian Rhapsody though? That's a 5-minute song. Do you mean just that part?
No. There's a song. It's a song. It's like really...
Sing more.
And nothing really matters. Boom, dum,
oh.
Dum, dum.
Oh. Oh.
Something.
All
something.
I can hear is... I'm sorry. Now Bohemian's in my head.
And nothing really matters. If you guys listening on the podcast know what song we're talking about, that would actually... be great. You know, this could be a great way to find out what song is stuck in your head. Well, for us, not for you guys, because you guys will be the ones listening, and we're the ones with the song stuck in our head. I thought I had it for a second. I thought I had the song.
This has been a podcast about nothing while we're driving in a car. How's that?
That's pretty good. I like that.
This has been about nothing while I'm driving in a car.
I guess... Hey, dude. I guess...
Can we trans...
Who's that murderer? You were just... Ted Bundy. I guess he did that before, like, he murdered his victims.
He'd click? That's disturbing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I want to watch that... The Ted Bundy files... They have, like, recordings of his voice. Like, did you know that?
You know Hitler used to be a flirt back in the day? There's, like, this gif of Flipper.
There's this gif of Flipper.
There's this gif of Hitler saying, "Why are you behind the camera? You should be the one being filmed." And it's, like, him, like, being all suave and stuff. Not that he deserves, like, any attention at all, but... just, I guess, like, popped in my head when we were talking about, like, serial killers and litter bugs.
Litter
bugs. Oh, my God.
You know he littered like a motherfucker.
He would have
with
the
bodies.
Most trash.
Imagine all the bodies that just piled up
I'm
on his
just,
bed.
All, not that bodies are litter, because they're technically organic.
And they're humans.
But
human lives.
All of
but.
The shoes from those bodies... All of the clothes.
Right.
All of the belongings.
Well,
that were
he
taken.
Didn't. They just. Those
he
are the
But those boys said bye to us from
boys.
The small truck.
Those are the small
hey!
Truck.
Hey! Be featured on our podcast. They lock. They walk.
They should have their own podcast, the small truck boys.
Small truck boys.
Small truck boys.
Small truck boys.
Wait,
that's so,
so
cute.
If
a big
that
truck
can
cute.
We take that for
so
ours?
So if a big truck
small
means
truck
you have
boys?
A.
Yeah. And then
but
they
we're not
listen.
A truck.
And well, when we're not boys.
Well,
I don't
how
care
do
about
you know?
That. Did you just assume my
Did
gender?
You just right. Lonnie.
I have seen both of your vibrators.
So?
No.
Vibrators can't.
No.
Yes.
We have matching vibrators. So
exactly
you've seen
my
it,
point.
But you also gave it to me.
Plus,
but technically, I have seen it. But so have you seen how am I wrong? It? No,
it's been in storage. That
I have not seen any of you guys use your Viper.
Been in storage since 2016,
so it probably is garbage. Dusty.
So wait, are you talking vibrator or like dildo? Because if you're talking dildo,
you could still be a boy. I get it.
Same with a vibrator.
Yeah, I mean,
you can also put a vibrator up your butt. Dun dun. Dun dun
dun dun dun.
Oh my god. Do you like old movies?
Yes, I do.
You should watch Harold and Maude.
Yes.
Harold and Maude is a great story about this boy who's like obsessed with dying, and he meets this girl who's
this
like,
woman.
She's like 30 years on top of him, maybe 40 years. Falls in love with her.
Is that the small truck boys?
No. You ain't got no money. I got some money. I do.
Oh, he on the phone.
I wonder if you can hear him.
Ooh. Probably.
Is he peeing? Is that Jeff? Is that Jeff?
Is that Jiffy?
Jeff. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Jiffy?
Yes.
Gotta get Jeff.
We gotta get Jeff on this.
Jeff!
Jeff!
Come here, Jeff. Come here.
Come here.
Come here. I know you're broken, but hurry up. He has... old man legs.
His hip dipped.
He has a hip.
Speaking of old man legs, Harold and Maude. It's a great classic story. And if you.
Oh, no, he has his crutches. I'm so proud of you. Aww.
What happened?
He has a hip tumor.
Oh.
Not cancerous, but it is very, very bad. Like, very painful for him to walk around and exist, basically. Basically, his existence hurts.
Damn.
In a different way than the rest of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, so like when I said he had old man legs, I wasn't kidding. Damn, I'm really putting out his medical information. Yeah,
well, wow, you just put you only called him Jeff, so no one can. Yeah, find Jeff in Racine.
We should have him come up and say. Hey.
Might want to bleep that out.
Flag it. Might want to bleep that out.
Bleep it.
Bleep.
I like how you said it. Bleep that.
Jeff.
Hey.
Small truck Jeff.
Boys. Small truck boys.
Small truck boys are coming around.
They're revving their engine. Stick it out the window.
Something about pot?
He said cigarettes are bad.
Jeff. Say hello to our podcast.
Hola.
That is Jeff.
Jeff.
Pears.
Small truck boys left behind a nasty smell.
Yeah.
They're polluting the earth.
You make your way there, buddy. I'm happy to see you're using your crutches.
I literally just came from the doctor this morning. He said, yeah, go on crutches because I'm going to need surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a tumor in my leg.
Yeah, she just told us.
Apparently it has since I was a kid. I just never realized.
Yeah. Oh, well, shit.
Boy, then died.
Oh, my God. Well, so then maybe it's a good thing that you, like, hurt yourself. Because, like, you hadn't known this whole time. You know? And you hurt yourself, and then now you know.
So you're not, like...
So, like, by the time you were 30, maybe you would have been, like, crippled if you hadn't... Like, it would have gotten bigger and bigger. So, like, maybe try to think of it as a good thing.
I mean, you say about... I never got about 30. I've got a hip replacement, where I probably still need right now. But right now, he's probably going to put a screw in my leg. And that would be it, hopefully.
Does it mean that you're going to be out of work?
No.
No? You're going to be on crutches?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're a trooper, Jeff.
I love you.
Y'all don't work.
I do.
It's my day off. I'm dropping her off.
Okay.
But we're also podcasting.
Small truck boys are back.
The
small truck boys
see,
are
now. They circled around because we circled around.
They want this bussy.
Bussy. Bussy all day long. I love her shirt. She's so gorgeous. Oh my god, she's helping Jeff.
She's getting the door right here.
We love a sweetheart.
Oh, and she's other door too.
Oh my god. This is citizens acting right.
I want to give her something. Should I give her a juice?
Give her a juice.
That's weird. That's weird.
Hey guys. So I was just picked up from work. It's Lonnie here. Ashanti is
no longer with us.
No longer. She's just not in the car.
Yeah.
So what? Is what? This one? Yeah, it's this one. But you're gonna left. Left. Yeah.
Left.
We're gonna go pick up my baby.
Oh my god.
She might have some chit chatter for you in the background when she's in the van.
So cooing.
The Jeep. I mean the Jeep.
I'll sing for them while you're gone.
Sing for them?
Yeah.
Friendly stranger in the black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? Oh, dang. That's all I remember for the lyrics. This is awkward now. She's making faces at me while she goes up. She might be gone for a while. The babysitter does like to talk for a hot minute. Now this is definitely a lot weirder by myself. I'm gonna park the car. Oh, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? On our walk today, referring back to Ashanti, we were revisiting that song. We went to high school together and we were in a band together, and that was one of the songs that we performed, and we like to joke about that song because it kind of sounds like if that song came out now in 2019, people would be like, are you a molester? But when it came out, it was totally normal. But yeah, that's the chorus is the, oh, I'm the friend, the stranger in the black sedan, won't you hop inside my car? And right now I'm blanking on the lyrics too. I was like, no problem singing it earlier. But it's originally by the Ides of March called Vehicle. We were talking about some of the other songs that we did. Yeah. How do I make this less weird? I'll sing for you. Na, 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 na. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's all problem free. Philosophy, Hakuna Matata. Fun fact about Joe, that's me, is that I loved Lion King. That's probably one of my favorite Disney movies. Although I do like Disney movies quite a lot. But definitely, there was a time period, probably when I was 16, maybe 15, where I watched it every single day. I had just gotten a TV in my room, and I had also just gotten, along with that TV, the only thing that I had for the TV was a VHS player. And I had about 10 VHSs, and I was fine with that. Like, I was happy, and definitely The Lion King, I watched over and over and over again. And then nowadays, I still love VHSs. I have a huge VHS collection. It is huge. Oh, she's coming out. Oh my gosh. So Lonnie's daughter is my godchild. And I would do anything for her. I would die for her. I would chop off all of my toes individually, one at a time, for her. Okay, so she was almost to the door to put her in her car seat, but then now she's been drawn back. I'm gonna try to tell you what's going on. The babysitter is smoking a cigarette, talking to Lonnie, and Jetta's just kind of looking around. Oh, they're coming. Between 1 and 2, she takes like a 30-minute nap.
Okay.
Lonnie.
What?
I have a question.
Yeah?
I'm gonna, how do I?
Just stop.
I mean, we're done though.
Oh.
So, back in the car, Joe was just telling me how we say milk the same way.
And that's by saying it's like M plus ilk, like elk, kind of, but like fast. So it's like milk.
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 I guess so. I just don't catch it. It does change.
I had to focus very hard to, and then I had to do, like, I had to hear it afterwards, like, to know if it was, like, me hearing it, you know, or if it was me actually saying it. Because when someone asks you, do you say it this way or that way, you're like, I don't know. You have to catch yourself saying it.
I feel, yes. I don't know what I was trying to say. The hemp farm. We got this new CBD place, and it's pretty cool. It's legal CBD. What are your thoughts on CBD, Joe?
I'm about it. I brought my mom, and I made her try on some CBD lotion, and she loved it. It helped with her hand pain, so that was great.
That's really cool. I brought my mom as well.
Oh, yeah. You told me a point. Did you point to turn?
Yeah, because if you're trying to get to the north side, you're going to definitely want to go north.
I'm a miracle baby. Take you any way you want to go. That's the part I couldn't remember.
What?
Take you anywhere you want to go. I'm just going back the way I came from, huh?
Yeah. That's okay. Take a left here.
Can I go straight?
No.
You want to go to Main Street?
Yeah, we'll go to Main Street, but you could take Douglas to 3rd.
I think it'd be easier to go straight.
Then just go straight. I'm going to tell you, listeners listening in,
the truth about JoJo's compass.
Joe has no fucking directional. It's one time I'm high as a kite, and she's picking me up, and she makes a right. Okay, it's just the right. That's weird. It's out of nowhere. It's going now west, away from our home. And then she takes another right. So now we're going back north instead of south. And then she takes another right, and I... The whole time I'm telling her, maybe you're not going the right way. And she's like, no, I'm going the right way. This is definitely...
I'm going the right.
Yeah.
Right side way.
Well, I don't know. Until we were passing, like, landmarks that we were seeing on the way, like, passing the same landmarks, I was like, okay, do you see it now? And she's like, yeah, I'm not going the right way.
And I think that at that point I was like, no, I'm completely fucking lost. Like, I have no idea where I'm at.
Right. Well, see, I didn't say anything at first because I was high as a kite, but...
I also ended up getting us, like, lost somewhere in construction, too.
Yeah, probably most.
I definitely remember construction, and I was like... at that point, when I started getting into construction, I was like, I don't know where I am.
The street will also take you where...
Is this a one-way?
No.
I mean, the car...
That is Jetta. Jet in the background. My baby girl. Joe's god...
I definitely told
daughter.
You.
Oh.
As you guys are coming out, I was like, that's my godchild.
My godchild.
It's really funny when I imitate myself. Sometimes I go like that's how I sound, but it's not how I sound.
I tend to imitate boys with a more feminine voice for some reason, and then, or like, okay, so like when I'm angry at someone, I give them a really, like, if I'm mocking them and I'm not happy with them, I give them a really bad imitating voice. And when I'm less angry at people, I give them, a, like, a nice voice. I give them, like, this person was flirting with me, and they were like, you're so fine. I don't know. Something, I give them a more pleasant voice.
I can never do, too, like, kind of like how, I can never do imitations or, like, accents, like, on demand.
No,
like,
never.
Like, if someone's like, do a British accent, I'm gonna, like, shut down.
Right. You just pop out with Australian.
Like, I'm like done talking. Like, you tell me to do something, done.
Right.
That's another thing.
Huh.
Is being around Ashanti, who was featured earlier. She brings out accents. Something about being around her, that's another thing that happens, is me and her tend to feed off of each other and go in and out of accents. New Zealand a lot is an accent that I do.
I've been getting into accents with Chris lately. Like, I'll just, like, randomly, it's usually Southern, like, a different dialect from the Southern. And, like, example, I have this hat that says Arkansas on it, and I put it on. I look him deep in the soles of his eyes, and I go, hey, mister, I'm not around from here. Would you mind showing me around town? And we just, like, I don't know, it's, we like, just flirt. It's been our new thing lately. It's just...
Was that inspired by the fried green tomatoes?
I don't know.
Because that was a Southern accent.
I have been doing it for a while, though.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be ashamed of admitting it if it were to be true. I just... Whoa!
Is that a raccoon or a cat?
A raccoon, I believe. A little coon. Coon baby.
Coon and friends.
Coon and friends. Is it? I hate South Park.
I love South Park.
I can't stand it. Like,
I am still... Okay, so here's the thing. It is, like, some of the jokes in there are so dumb and stupid. Like, the poop jokes are lower level. Like, but then they have some high, intelligent ass jokes in there. I can't think of the one example. I had a really... What the fuck? Did you see that?
Yeah.
These holes are filled with gravel.
Just like rocks.
What?
Potholes filled with rocks. And it's not even like leveled.
Oh.
So now
it's... And it's multiple of them. That's like six of them. Oh, I am going to need the key though to get in the house.
No key. Now my daughter has the keys.
Well, then we're going to have to come back in the morning.
We're going to have to come back in the morning.
God, I hope I don't hit somewhere. Gravel.
Gravel potholes. You were talking about smart jokes.
Yeah. So, like, okay, so, like...
Or lack of smart jokes.
No. I'm not talking about lack of smart jokes. There are smart jokes in there. Because some of them are, like, nonchalant. Like, when they start bringing in politics, and they bring in, like, President Trump, the narrative that they do is so great, because the entire time, because it's Mr. Garrison... is, like, who they have to be President Trump.
We can literally stop there. That's okay. I was joking.
Oh, okay. Well, we also have to drive around, so...
Okay.
I mean, I can just circle around, get lost, get found.
That sounds like my life calling. Just get lost and get found. But anyways, Mr. Garrison.
I think it's Mr. Garrison. I honestly, it's been a while since I've watched South Park, but it was, he, like, the entire time he's, like, running for the presidency, he's like, I don't want to be the president. Like, I'm not fit for this job. And then everybody's like, he's so honest. We love how honest he is. Like, you've got to let me show you some episodes.
Okay, that's pretty funny. I would do it. I cannot promise you I'm going to like
it. Also, it is super trippy going back and watching it now as an adult. There might be jokes in there now, like, if you tried watching it as a kid, that you didn't get.
I wasn't even allowed to watch Malcolm in the Middle as a kid. Because the boys act bad.
I never watched Malcolm in the Middle.
Remember when I told you I wasn't allowed to watch Matilda and I couldn't remember why? And then we watched Matilda and she like tells her parents,
"You're
fuck
bad.
You. You're bad.
I have to punish you." I think it's along those lines where she's like, "You have to be punished
for like, treating me terribly."
Because I think that's one of the lines that Danny DeVito says is, you know, bad girls get punished or something like something similar to that. Like,
right.
Oh. She said it. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad girls get punished. I love Danny DeVito too. That's a, he's a guilty pleasure of mine. Actually, it's not guilty. I'm proud of it. I love that guy. I would get his tattooed on my calf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I've tried to get into it because that's I've okay. actually wanted to get into it. I just don't like it.
I think that
no offense.
No, that's okay. I think that is also one of those shows that like it's a, that's definitely like an acquired taste.
Well, because everyone talks so highly about it, and then you know I love some of the actors that are in the show.
Like Charlie Day.
Charlie Day is my daddy all day. But yeah, so like him, and I just I couldn't even with him. And
there are some episodes where like I think they take it too far. Or, like,
it's
they're
not that. I think it's the I recently finished like when I was watching it. I recently finished That 70s Show, and then I watched another like along the that kind of time period show. I can't remember at the moment. And then I rewatched Freaks and Geeks and stuff. Oh. And I rewatched this show and finished this show. And then when I started that show, It's Always Sunny, it was like, it's not the same. Like, my mind kept wanting it to be...
The 70s.
The 70s show and then any of those other shows that I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
Dude, as a side topic, real quick, just letting you know... We, especially me, total ADD, so we're going to be jumping from topic to topic.
Just, literally, we do what we want.
That's why it's a show about nothing and about everything. So, what I was going to bring up is Johnson Wax. I'm so proud to be the city of Johnson Wax. Like, I'm so happy for them. The only thing is, now, they're, like, really testing my love for them because, you know that fire station we love so much. They own it and they just want to keep it empty. They're not gonna sell it ever. They bought it literally to fucking keep it empty. That's what they do. Johnson Wax bought a mansion. Mrs. Johnson or whatever bought a mansion and it was too small, so they bought a new mansion. And the old mansion is literally just empty, and they refuse to sell it. Like, it's their property now.
They should rent it out or something.
Rent it out. Rent out that fire station that we would love to call home so badly. Right. It's such a cute fire station. It's, like a vintage, like, just like a... Like a second, like two story. It has like the castle, like round thing that makes it a castle. The like the round tower thing, yeah. Very beautiful brick building, a big red beautiful door, wood.
There's on the tower. There's like this shield with like lions on it, or like is lions.
I can't remember. I believe so. It's also a Pokestop. So, like,
really?
We could just... Yeah, we could sit
that's
in
right.
our house.
We had that conversation.
Yeah, we could sit in our house. Just, you know, getting all the loot we wanted.
It's dope.
Super dope.
That love something. Little bit.
Oh. On this street actually lives the cutest little old lady who sells eggs and homemade honey. Yeah. it's really sweet. And actually, how it is I've never seen her. So actually, I don't know if it's the cutest, sweetest old lady. I just know it's a old lady with dogs. And basically, you pull up to her farm. You pull into her farm, and then you just leave money. She has her honey and eggs sitting out. That's the farm. I don't see the sign anymore for it. Unless she's like out of business, which was really sad.
She might just be out of honey right now.
Well, maybe. That's where we used to get our eggs. And then you bring old egg cartons to her, and she can use those to sell them. So last night, me and Chris were watching Gravity Falls together. And, you know, he would chuckle, I would chuckle, or vice versa. And then Jetta would, like, chuckle after us. And then we tested it. We, like, randomly just started giggling. And I swear, like, on spot, she started just laughing with us. Like, she wasn't even, like, it's not like she knew what was going on. She was just laughing right after us because she wanted to be a part of things. It was very sweet, very heartwarming.
I can't wait for her to, like, I can't wait for her to be older so I can start showing her my favorite, like, childhood movies.
Right.
I'm also low-key so mad that she went to the zoo. That hurt me.
Oh, went to the zoo?
Yeah.
Well, now that she's gone to the zoo, I actually kind of have a confession to make. Jodown Farms. Ever been there? It's a farm.
With llamas.
Technically. It's where Liv worked. It's where Izzy worked. It's a farm.
Shane works there.
But they have lions and tigers and zebras and kangaroos.
And camels.
And camels. So
my car is driving.
I did take her there, but
why is this road?
So I don't know.
Because I want to listen. Those are the nights when I'm like struggling to sleep, so then I'm like, I listen to it. Yeah.
So I showed JoJo this other podcast. And she, like, fell in love with it. It's My Favorite Murder on Spotify. Definitely give it a listen. But she started, like, now she's, like, convinced that her boyfriend's gonna murder her.
I'm not convinced he's gonna murder me. I'm just prepared for it.
Just prepared.
It's not gonna happen because I'm prepared for it. He's not gonna sneak into
convinced.
My room and murder me in the middle of the night. I also put things in front of my door so that if someone comes in the middle of the night, I hear it. But to be fair, that's something that I've done for a long time in a way. I've always been a very paranoid person. This is all just only added to my paranoia because, like, I'm gonna say 90% of the stories that Karen and Georgia talk about are their significant other, specifically male significant others, murdering their female counterparts. And currently, I am a female counterpart dating a. God damn it, these fucking gravel mother. I'm currently dating someone who's a male, so it's like, and you know, just
I'm gonna
Sagittarius.
Get you while I sleep.
And Sagittariuses are. I feel like there's a lot of Sagittarius famous murderers, so all I'm saying.
Well, Pisces are also known to murder.
Yeah, you know what? I've noticed not a lot of Aquarius murderers.
No.
They just don't get caught.
Well, Pisces dun, dun. Are. Pisces are beautifully psychotic.
That was the Taurus speaking, by the way.
The Taurus, baby.
Oh,
All right, so I think we'll call it. So plant a tree, save the bees,
and we hope you enjoyed the ride.
Good night.
Night.